Brian, the impossible is now possible. You, myself, and friend of the show, filmmaker Greg Shea.
Award-winning filmmaker Greg Shea.
Well, now all three of us have been nominated for a New England Emmy.
This is so tremendous.
I can't even handle it. We're going to go to an awards ceremony.
We
might win.
Half-jokingly submitted this film to the New England Emmys, which are, you know, New England / Boston Emmys.
This is the 20-minute opus, Ron Millinocket, that we're speaking of.
And they liked it enough to nominate us.
That's ridiculous.
And I don't know who we're up against. I think we're up against some fishing shows.
There's one show that's out of New Hampshire about a day in the life of a sewage plant.
Okay, that's...
Sewage treatment plant. That might actually take it, you know, because science.
Science and New Hampshire. I'll tell you this. I think most of the competition, not that this is about competition.
Yeah, it is.
I think some of the competition are like episodes of ongoing series.
Right.
And we're a standalone film.
Yeah, and the category is lifestyle.
And
what you get there in that little mise en scène that Greg has put together with our podcast as part of the spine in it is a day in the life of a little town called Millinocket. You hear of it?
Where's the finish line? Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
Little race by the name of the Millinocket Marathon and Half. Free race, Peter. Did you know that?
I do know it's
free. Free race in early December in northern Maine.
You know,
two guys try to run it, the half. Let's be clear.
Let's be clear. We were both running the half. It's not the fall.
A young lady was running her first half marathon.
Yes, she was.
An older gentleman and his son were trying to run it together.
Santa Claus was there. If you haven't seen the video, everybody, the link is available on YouTube. Just go to Running With Cameras. Look up Millinocket. It's there. You can see the trailer. You can see the full show. You can see the Crankle video, which I almost wish we had submitted to.
Couldn't you imagine if that won?
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Crankle.
So I
you
know,
can also watch another co-host of a podcast limp through a half marathon right before he goes to the surgeon's table.
That's you.
Oh, yeah. He looked familiar. He has a beard, though. I no longer have a beard.
Boy, I almost look like the guy in the video, except I'm 30 pounds fatter.
Why is that, Peter?
Because I've been on the injured reserve for 6 months, baby.
You know what's going to help you?
I don't know.
If you're able to lift an Emmy award.
Right. If I could
as
do,
your first training regime.
If I could do curls with my Emmy.
I don't.
We'll see.
I don't want to
Jinx it?
Jinx it? I think it's too late. We're talking about it now.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, we're nominated. That's all I care
about. That's all we said.
We're going to a banquet or
in the middle of June.
In the middle of June to go to an award show.
And we won't keep it quiet if we win. So don't worry. You're not going to miss the announcement.
Billboards, here we come.
Oh my gosh. That's our whole budget for 2019.
Immediately get me a neon manufacturer on the phone.
Mm. You know, we've been talking up hats. Are there enough listeners out there who want HWRT hats, running hats?
You know what? Let's put this in the category of HWRT running hats will be in the goodie bag for the HWRT weekend. How about that?
See, now wait a minute. Careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're starting to talk up some stuff that very few people know about.
Well,
you're
talking about it.
You're talking about a getaway weekend.
Yeah.
Up in New Hampshire.
Yeah, or thereabouts.
For a little retreat, a little HWRT.
Yeah, running retreat with guest stars.
With talks and a live podcast and
running.
A fun run and food and accommodations for two nights.
Music, probably.
Is it two nights or one night?
I don't know the details. Ask the intern.
But we're going to keep it limited. We're only going to allow 40 participants. Is that correct? Are we keeping it limited?
The intern is nodding.
And we're doing
that. But
it
might be 140.
When are we going to announce that week? And we're not going to do it right now.
I know.
We're just whetting the appetite.
Well, you mentioned hats.
Well, yeah, which is not the same as weekends. And I don't think it's in the goodie bag. Do people want to buy hats? Buy a hat.
Help well, the, it would be included in the price. Let's be clear.
Help the hat, help the show.
The hat would be included in the price. It wouldn't be a giveaway unless someone was giving us hats for
oh,
free.
Oh, I see. You sign up for the weekend and you get a hat.
Sure.
And then you come up and you get like...
specialty hat.
A specialty hat.
Yeah. Specialty running hat, HWRT.
Dude, this is too much information for people to just randomly stumble upon.
Can I ask you a question?
I don't know.
If it's limited to 40 people, am I one of the 40?
Or you may or may not be. Us? I don't know. I think it's HWRT staff.
Yeah.
Might not be part of the 40.
Okay. Do we have 40 listeners? That's the real question.
If I ask my mom to come.
Well, then we'd have 39 more spaces.
And if you bring the two dogs.
Okay. We're getting down there.
And Igor.
Oh, this thing's going to pay for itself.
Thank you. That's the plan, Stan.
Hey, Peter, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
As you sit before me in a reclined sort of position.
Almost asleep.
How was your run today?
You better play a giant fanfare right now. Right now.
You're welcome.
Brian, thank you for asking. My run was really good today. Today I ran a full mile. It took me 12 minutes and 31 seconds. It was good. It was not my first run. I did a run on May 1st of 5 minutes in length.
May Day.
That's what I had to say when I was finished.
May Day.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm just going to ask one relevant question, and then I want to hear the whole story.
Okay.
On that first 5 minute run, did you find any phones?
I reunited a child with their parent.
Okay.
I saved a wild turkey from getting hit in the road.
There was a school bus going off a cliff.
No, and I found a TSR-80 computer that I promptly returned to a dumpster.
And wiped all the pertinent information.
No, but I should tell you that the other day, walking to... Remember the other day when we were on the radio for the second year in a row?
Yeah, how could I forget?
I found a phone during that walk.
Stop it.
From my house to the library. No lie.
Was it Jim Browdy's?
It was not, but I did the thing where I picked it up and I called the number on it.
What do you mean? Explain this.
There's like I called...
Somebody magic marker. It
says...
Literally,
there's a sticker on the back that says, if found, please call.
Somebody lost it on purpose, then. If you're putting that on your
phone. No, no.
All
this
right.
is the smartest thing anyone can do.
Is it
do.
Like a business phone?
No, it wasn't. The number was his wife's, so I called his wife.
Yeah.
I think, because, well, I'll tell you why. But it was a woman's answering, service machine, a voicemail.
Can I just ask you, in the directory when you called and it came up, did it just say wife?
No, it did not. We're not.
Did it have someone's name on it?
It had someone's name. Oh, let's give her a name. I don't think this is right, but let's call her Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon, you dial it, and I got Sharon's voicemail, and I said, hi, you don't know me, but I just found this person's phone, and I'm near blah and blah, and I'm going to be walking to blah blah to the library if you want to meet me. Great, thanks, bye. Here's my cell phone number in case you want to call me back.
That sounds so sketchy.
So I leave this voicemail, and I go for another, not even 20 yards, 30 yards, and this guy comes running toward me. And he's going to go down the path I just came from. And he sees that I'm holding a phone. And he points to me. And I say, is this your phone? He goes, are you the guy who just found my phone? Did you just leave a message? I said, yeah, that's me. And he goes, that's so great. I don't know what happened. It was in my jacket. It may have been 10, 15 minutes ago. And I said, oh, well, I'm glad it's not raining. Here you go. He said, that's great. Thanks. And he took it, and he used it to call Sharon, presumably, and say, I have my phone.
That was it? That was the whole story?
That was the whole story. There's no real story there other than
I was reunited.
It's one more time that I found somebody's phone.
Was it in the same place? Same location as the phone on the rock?
The whole thing is part of a large area that I run called the Emerald Necklace.
Yes.
So, yes.
That is so weird, dude.
I mean, it's the same path.
That is so weird.
It's like a fire road where I had it.
One time in my years of running did I find... I basically found an iPod.
That shows how old you are.
I mean...
First generation.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a click wheel, but it was It was not too long, maybe third or fourth generation. Nobody has Does anybody have iPods anymore?
I think you're getting away from the thing.
You just have phones?
I was telling you that I went for a run.
Oh, how was the run, though?
It was the first time in 6 months. Yeah. See.
How's he? Okay. I'm going to work from the bottom up. Were you wearing the appropriate footwear?
Of course I was.
How's your ankle?
It's good.
How did it feel during a run? It
felt fine.
No pain?
No.
How did it feel after the run?
Fine.
No pain?
No.
Calves? Calves?
Fine. Now, let's be clear. First run was 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then you ran a mile.
Second run was 12 and a half minutes. Yeah. With a day off in between.
Yeah, you're crushing it. You're ready to run Boston.
I'm doing it the right way.
Okay. What hurt?
No, nothing hurt. Like zero.
I think you're doing it the right way. How's your core?
My core is a little loose. I'm going to be honest with you. My core is a little bit loose and extremely well protected and insulated. Like I could take a crowbar to my core.
How's your Clyde Army?
Clyde Army.
Heavy duty.
Heavy duty?
Heavy duty Clyde Army.
Are you a corporal in the Clyde Army?
It's rough right now. I'm coming out of a long...
Yeah.
Patch of, you know, maybe depression.
Yeah.
And lack of activity. Or but that's okay. It's okay. I'm okay. I'm doing great.
You know, I'm only going to say this. I chose to have surgery in December.
Yes.
Which meant no activity all winter.
Right.
Same as you.
Right. And look at you now.
Not the best idea, though.
No, but now you're carving it up.
It's like, let's take the darkest time of the year and make it worse. It's not a good idea.
And get egg rolls.
Well, yeah, you'd make poor food choices also.
Oh, it reinforces itself over and over again.
After the first month, my weight really climbed significantly. Mm. I'll tell you what else is not a great way to lose weight.
Go ahead.
Train for a marathon and then an ultra.
Oh, I see.
All I'm doing is eating.
Because you're hungry and you want salty, fatty goodness.
All I do is eat. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it somewhat healthy. I'm doing okay with that, but it's still a lot of food.
It's a battle.
And I walk this line of not wanting to be undernourished, you know? That you don't, like, it's not good to try to have weight loss at the same time as you're in the middle of training for a long race.
I don't want your liver to shut down, Brian.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if I was just exercising or I had a regime where I ran a certain number of miles a week,
different.
That's fine. It's different. Totally different.
It's different.
Peter, do you have another run scheduled? Or are you just fartlecking your life? I'm just going to let that one sit there for a minute. Everybody, you can rewind. Jeez. You can hit that 30-second rewind.
Holy cow, let him
And then you would hear this. Peter, are you just fartlecking your life?
I love fartlecks. It's so funny. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I guess I am, because I don't want to challenge that notion.
Let's just do a little of this, and then we'll slow it down. And then a lot of that, and then we'll
Well, here's what I'm not doing. I don't know if I am doing that or not. I can tell you what I'm not doing. I'm clearly not running every day in May. That's not happening.
Good.
I think I will probably start off the first 2 to 3 months back.
Yes.
With no less than one day off in between any given run.
Smart.
From this point on, because now I've done the mile that I was dying to do.
I'm proud, impressed, and very happy for you.
I now no longer care about distance. Now I only care about time.
Now you can make a mile.
Right.
Who cares?
What I mean is,
no,
so that was 12 and a half minutes, right? So what's Sunday's running going to be? Oh, it'll be 15 minutes.
Right.
So I'm going to add increments of time.
Yep.
And then when I get to approximately 30 minutes or so, which will take me a few runs to get to.
You're going to have some Chinese food?
No, I want to see if I can get a little bit faster.
Oh.
I don't want to do much past 30 minutes at any given time.
So you're going to be working on a 5K regime.
Almost, yeah.
You're going couch to 5K.
Yeah.
Clyde Army to 5K?
Yeah, I'm going horizontal to 5K. Yeah. Which I feel is a good way to go. I think it's safe.
Absolutely, bro.
And we know we can have another discussion around 4th of July, because then maybe I've got something going on. But come on, let's calm down. This is amazing. Now, to be serious about it, I've been
don't hurt yourself.
I'm going to try not to hurt myself, and I've been walking a lot every week.
Yes,
I've been building up a base of movement, so my body's not unaccustomed to doing something. But of course, running's different than walking, and the heart rate goes. I will say that my average heart rate for this run to today was about 155. It's a little high.
That's fine.
It's a little high.
It's fine.
It was a little high.
It was 12 and a half minutes, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying bro, by the way. That's okay. My new thing.
That's terrific.
Yeah, bro.
Nope. So that's the latest and greatest. I think it's a good sign. I'm feeling good about it. The weather needs to actually decide to be the next season.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something about this. Anybody who's not in New England has no idea what we're talking about. I looked at a weather map yesterday. I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
Washington, D.C., sunny and smoking 85 degrees.
Yeah, I think Manhattan hit close to 80, 75 anyway.
Atlanta, 80 degrees, yeah. Sunny.
Seasonable.
Yeah, and for here, that would be way too hot. But
oh my gosh, but 70, but, 65 would be nice.
I have to say, 45 and pouring rain is we're getting like half. and whatever low pressure, high pressure was just keeping it all down south of New England. Like we are just gonna, and we're in this pattern of cold and rain for the foreseeable future, at least the next.
No, this
weeks.
Is exactly what the last 2 weeks of March should be like.
Right, we're in May now. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, ooh. Our weather pattern has significantly shifted over the last 5 to 10 years, where fall really lasts through December these days.
Do you think our show has anything to do with that?
Yeah.
Because our show releases a certain amount of greenhouse gas.
Well, it's not only that. It's also training for Millinocket. So you want to have halfway decent weather all the way through November.
So we're the reason.
Yeah. And I mean, if by chance we win this Emmy, there's no stopping us.
No, we're going to have
We'll continue to affect climate.
I'm sorry for Florida, because we're going to wash most of Florida away.
Well,
and I feel bad about that.
There's consequences to
actions. I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
And any of the typhoons that happen.
Wow. You just brought this real serious. I was keeping it light.
You were keeping it light.
I thought so.
Really?
I was just saying, hey, our weather is kind of gloomy.
But me, I
now you're bringing real climate change to the picture, to the fore.
I think it's important to talk about.
Okay.
It's an important issue. Please recycle.
I have an electric car.
Yeah, as your third car. You're kind of a problem, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I live in a condo in the city.
You good?
And I use public transit or I walk.
How's your air conditioner?
Sweet.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
But it uses babies. it's fueled on babies. Shouldn't laugh at that.
No antifreeze in this thing. What is that stuff that's in an air conditioner that's really
Freon.
Bad?
Freon. There's nothing free about it.
No.
No, you pay for it.
Ozone
and
hole.
You pay for it forever.
Yeah, you sure do.
Well, we like our Pringles.
I don't know what that has to
do with
it.
It's about convenience.
I guess.
Yeah, we like canistered fake food.
Do you know they've outlawed styrofoam in the state of Maine? First state
that's
to
pretty
do
awesome.
That. Yeah.
I think it's good.
Maine is known for a couple of things. One, a fantastic marathon and half called the Millinocket Marathon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maine also has outlawed billboards for decades. There is not a single billboard in the entire state of Maine.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You drive up and down the highways and byways, and they are pretty much just trees.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. It's called vacation land for a reason.
How do you feel about this disposable and water bottle thing made with seaweed?
Number three, they don't have any styrofoam. I have no idea what you're talking about. The town close to the one where I reside, Concord, Massachusetts, has outlawed plastic water bottles.
Well,
not reusable ones, but selling water by the bottle.
Sure, yeah.
But now they sell it by the cardboard box.
Well, there's this whole movement now to do the water that's dispersed for marathons in disposable bottles that's made with seaweed. And I wonder if that's something that like Millinocket will click into or not.
I don't know. I can't speak for Millinocket.
I know you can't.
Maybe we'll do a film about it.
And win an Emmy?
I hope so.
At least get nominated.
Let's focus on
It's an honor just to be nominated.
It is an honor just to be nominated. I'm going to punch someone if we don't win. I'm just going to put it that way.
I feel like it's going to be me.
Robbed!
Who's Rob?
I don't know.
Probably the guy who wins.
In Seaweed.
Yeah.
Hmm. Why is that?
I don't know. It's biodegradable.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Will it have a taste? Will it taste like seaweed?
I doubt it.
Because I like a seaweed salad. I'll have you know.
Edamame?
Well, I like that too. I don't think that comes from the sea.
It doesn't?
No. You know, I once knew a person who was an engineer. And one of his big accomplishments was harvesting seaweed from the ocean to use it as a thickening agent for many common beverages, including McDonald's milkshakes.
Sure.
So for a very long time, generations, in fact, this was an old guy, your McDonald's milkshakes have been thickened by seaweed.
And that's one to grow on.
Harvest of the sea.
Swing.
Is that from the Ed Council?
Sure.
Bringing it back.
Hey, if it wins us an Emmy.
What's an audio Emmy? Can you win an audio Emmy? Audio only?
Of course you can.
We'd have to be on the radio. Have we ever been on the radio?
Twice.
You know, Peter, you should think about getting on the radio.
So should you.
What's your next run? 15 minutes?
I think the next one is a 15-minute one. That feels about right. Going for 15. I'm going to keep you posted, man. I'm not going to... First off, if you're not already on the Strava, get on the Strava, because I'm posting every single time.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you something that's been going on. Ask me how long it's been since I've run.
Peter, how long has it been since you've run?
It's so freaking long ago that my watch, my GPS watch, doesn't take a charge. And I try to go outside with it, and like by the time it links up to the satellite, it's out of power. So now I've been resorting to my Fitbit.
Oy.
And I have to do the timer. You know that thing where you hold the button and it goes beep, beep, and it buzzes on you, and then like you can run, and it will tell you how far you've run, and it will tell you how long, but it's not talking to anything. No. I have to go back old school style.
You write it on a Post-it note?
Yeah, and do a sketch of it.
And fax it.
And then take a Polaroid of that.
You got to fax it to Strava?
Yeah, I know. Strava has this thing where you can just do a manual run, so you can just be like,
This sounds awful.
It's not great. I need my watch to work.
Okay.
Or I'm going to invest in a new watch. There you go. I don't know what to do
yet. You might have to invest in a new
watch. I'm just saying, it's been a while.
If anybody has an old Garmin, please send it to Peter.
Don't do that.
Yeah, do it.
No, because I'll get like at least half of one.
Yeah, get one for him. He needs it.
I don't want someone else's Garmin.
Why?
I don't know.
You do.
It's got their sweat on it.
Yeah, maybe it'll make you stronger.
Speaking of which, remember how I like to go down the marathon route after the marathon's over and find things?
Yeah.
I found a really nice phone holder for your arm.
Okay. You should have given it to that guy
who lost needed his
phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's bright yellow. If it's yours, please contact me.
So, okay. We surmised that someone may have been listening to How Was Your Run Today during the Boston Marathon. Did anyone come up to you and slap you in the face and say, hey, I'm listening, it's me?
Other than you? No.
Well, okay.
No one listens, man.
That's fair.
It's fine. No one was listening during that race.
A lot of people had their headphones on, I have to say.
Well, you noticed that because
they kept bumping into Tim and I.
And you had to get the elbows out.
Sure did. Sharpen them.
Sharpen those elbows. Brian, before we wrap this up, how was your run today?
What? I've had quite a few runs in the last week or so. Today, I ran a simple 5K in the woods.
Nice.
Yep, I'm getting ready for this woods ultra. And I think I run on Strava. I rediscovered that I have ankles. I had forgotten completely that I have ankles. And they really took a beating today out on the rocks and roots. I hadn't run sort of single track rough terrain, I don't know the last time I did it, December maybe, November. It was a challenge.
Did you hurt yourself?
No.
Okay.
As you know, last weekend I ran something called the Iron Woe Dan race. Iron Dan. Dan ran.
I saw some cockamamie thing on somewhere.
Long story short, you take the woe man and you make it much harder.
And that's what you did.
It was essentially 100 burpees, 4 big hills, adding in more stairs, a run to and from Harvard Stadium, and instead of 37 sections of Harvard Stadium, 50 sections of Harvard Stadium. I ran it just to finish it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the 100 burpees. Is that its own thing, or do they fold it in?
It's folded in before you run every hill, which the hill's a mile and a third. Let's put it that way.
It's not a joke.
Yeah. And with, I don't know, a couple of hundred stairs thrown in the middle of it, mm-hmm. this special, more difficult race. You do 25 burpees before each time you do that. No, it's horrible. And listen, my burpee form is never good, but very quickly it devolved into me flopping flat down onto my belly, putting one knee to the ground and another knee, so I'm standing there on all fours, basically, and then slowly climbing back up. I needed an escalator.
It's like somebody who is sleepwalking and they're dreaming that they're doing a cheerleading routine.
That's, yes.
And it's just the idea of movement.
I'm just flopping around. It was more like flopping around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked like a big fish in a very little puddle. And then I would go and run down the hill or whatever. I mean, I did fine. I finished it. It was 3 hours.
Yeah,
and it was fun, actually.
That's great.
The group of people that came out and did it was just like a renegade crazy race. It was really wonderful. Many of them I'll be running the race in Maine, the Ultra, the Pineland Farms Ultra. But the reason I did it was because, obviously, I participated in the Boston Marathon with Tim Sullivan.
Tim Sullivan, Tim Sullivan, I'm gonna run with Tim Sullivan.
And we had that experience of running the marathon and completing the marathon. And I just didn't want to go back to long training ones right yet.
Right.
I'd run 18, I'd run 20, I'd run 16s, I'd run 14s. And I just said, let me just get time on feet. And so that's what I did.
Totally makes sense to me, man.
I guess.
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I'm feeling a little undertrained for this ultra, to tell you the truth.
You still got weeks?
But
do you have how many weeks?
Well, I'm going to start tapering probably after next weekend. So.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's who knows. You know what? When the sun comes out, it's all going to be all right.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to run 5 minutes at a time.
Well, I can't wait to run again with you. I can't wait to do a burrito run with you.
That's very soon.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
That's in June for sure, if not sooner.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Do you know you and I have not run together for any distance in like a year and a half?
I got to be honest. I'm not too sure we would know what to do. I don't.
No, we'd keep bumping into each other.
I think we're going to do that, and I think I may have to run in opposite direction.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That might be good for us.
We'll just high five in the middle.
Brian, I could keep talking to you all day, but we have to get to a tuxedo fitting.
Holy Emmys, Batman.
It's coming.
Hey!
This has been episode 163 of How Is Your Run Today with Brian Gould and Peter Villa. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence.
Special thanks to Peter Villa for running this week.
Oh my gosh, I'll take it.
Hey, listen, if you're Pete Villa or anybody else who's running, come and join us on social media for our Stat Chat. Tell us where you ran, what the weather was like, and please include a sweet, sweet photo. Come and visit us on Instagram, Twitter, or everyone's favorite, Facebook.
I don't know if that's everyone's favorite. I got to be honest with you.
It's a thing to say.
I guess it is. For everything else, go over to howwisruntoday.com. That's H-W-Y-R.
You can also go to hwyrt.com videos link, or you can go to Running with Cameras, and you can watch New England Emmy Award nominated film, Run Millinocket. It's bizarre that I'm even saying those words, Peter.
It's totally weird. You're going to look good in crushed velvet.
You're going to look good in a gown.
I would, actually. I don't know.
Both of us would.
We'd be fine.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's weird. I can't make eye contact with Brian. It feels weird. Yeah,
Let's also rub our mics all over our jackets constantly and make all kinds of noise.
Am I doing that?
Hmm.
I think I got something on it. Is that better?
Can you see out of it now? Boston Emmy Award nominee film. Boston Emmy Award.
New England.
New England Emmy Award nominated film. I'm not even going to edit it. Just put
just
it up.
Put it. Just you know, put it. Type it right through the system right
just
now.
Just put it right in.
Just don't even sterilize it.
Just dial.
Just hit it. It's fine.
Just pasteurize.